Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back
for Get ready show. For 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
The snow is gone, crocuses kiss the sun, the cardinal sings to his fair one in the key of April rapture. Cherry blossoms fill the air, eternal hope everywhere. The muses dance, they draw you near, they lead, you follow after. Spring will have you flying. She'll lift you in her arms. Spring will have you smiling. She's a perfect song. In the dew of the morn, with daffodils, she sings along to a mockingbird's lusty song. The month of May is Eden. A cotton dress, a June breeze, a blessed gust reveals her knees. The faintest blush, the sweetest tease, nectar of the season. Spring will have you flying. She'll lift you in her arms. Spring will have you smiling. She's the perfect song.
I'd say that's about a perfect song to start the first show of April here on Out of the Woods. Our good friend and former guest, Mr. Mike Laureano, going back to his 2013 CD, Pushing Back Wintertime. Yes, and that's what we're doing. Spring, at least up here in New England where we're broadcasting from, spring always comes a lot later than it does for many folks here in the country and around the world. But anyway... We're glad to finally have some of it, and hopefully we won't see any more snowflakes. You never know. I got a new compilation here, which I guess is a benefit for post-Harvey recovery, put together by Jolie Holland. It's called Hummingbirds and Helicopters. All kinds of great folks on here, including this one here, from a group called Erica Rose and The. And I've never heard of them. I don't know how to say the last word. It's an ellipsis apostrophe S. If you have any idea, let me know. But a great cover here of Townes Van Zandt's To Live Is to Fly on Out of the Woods.
I won't say I love you, babe. I won't say I need you, babe. But I'm gonna get you, babe. And I will. Mostly wasting forget most, remember some, but don't turn away. Everything is not enough, and nothing is too much to bear. The way you've been is good and gone, all you keep is getting there. Where to live is to fly.
Sometimes you broken down kitchen and a street light that blocks the moon. Oh, the wanting is simple, but the getting takes a lifetime, it's true. I thought my time was wasting, and baby, I found you.
Tell you of a lighthouse on an island made of stone, in as rough a stretch of water as any ship has known. A keeper and his family tended to the light and kept the oil lamps burning through the dark Atlantic night. Keeper sailed to Rockland one dark November day. He asked his eldest daughter before he rode away. Abby, fill the lanterns and watch the light for me. Help your ailing mother and guide the ships at sea. Light burning, Abby. Mama's sick and your daddy's gone. Keep that beacon burning on and on. Keep the light burning, Abby. Darkness fell. The ocean swelled and the angry waters churned. Abby lit the lantern and watched for his return. As the storm grew wilder, tears welled in her eyes. She knew it might be days before he'd be back by her side. Tempest raged and the waves crashed on the shore. It brought the cold salt water right up to their door. The island wind came sweeping in and the rains fell black as night. Through it all, the keeper's daughter tended to the light. Keep the light burning, Abby. Mama's sick and your daddy's gone. Keep that beacon burning on and on. Keep the light burning, Abby. When at last the storm had ended and the sea grew calm again, Abby saw her father's ship sailing home to them. She ran down to the water's edge and they held each other tight. She kept the oil lamps burning for 30 days and nights.
Cooper's life, and for many years she stayed. There she raised a family and a happy life they made. In a piney seaside churchyard in a tiny town in Maine, the keeper of the lighthouse, she rests this very day. Keep the light burning, Abby. Your mama's sick and your daddy's gone. Keep that beacon burning on and on. Keep the light burning, Abby. Keep the light burning, Abby.
When I woke this morning, something inside of me told me this would be my day. I heard the morning train, I felt the wind change. Too many times I'm on my way. Come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me, brothers forsake me, the rain can touch me, but can I touch the rain? Then I saw the sunrise above a cotton sky, like a candy cane delay. I saw the milkman, I saw the businessman, I saw the only road in sight. Then I got to thinking, what makes you want to go? To know the wherefore and the why. So many times now, oh Lord, I can't remember if it's September or July. Come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me, brothers forsake me, the rain can touch me, can I touch the rain? Then all at once it came to me, I saw the wherefore, and you can see it if you try. It's in the sun above, it's in the one you love, you'll never know the reason why. Come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me, brothers forsake me, the rain can touch me, can I touch the rain? So much to lose, so much to gain.
Gordon Lightfoot for you here on Out of the Woods. Taking that from the Gord's Gold compilation, all pre-1975 stuff there. And wherefore and why? Heard from Rick Lang just prior to that from his new CD, The Undertow. I think I mentioned this before, but Rick really doesn't perform very much on the CD. He's mostly the songwriter. But he did sing some harmony on that track, on one he co-wrote with the guy who was singing the song, Mr. Ted DeMille, who was also playing some guitar on there. Bob Dick on all the bass stuff. Drums, he did a whole bunch of stuff, and then Rick on the harmony vocals, and Mark Manuel on the piano. Nice stuff. And Keep the Light Burning, Abby, one based on a children's book about a lighthouse keeper. And I will have to mention that on the cover is one of my absolute favorite lighthouses in the world, the Nubble Light up there in York, Maine. My home away from home. One of the most photographed lighthouses on the East Coast, at least up in the New England area. Real nice stuff. Low Lily, also in that set from their brand new CD, 10,000 Days Like These. We had Dark Skies again. And at the top, like I said, I don't know what the heck they're calling themselves. Erica Rose, A-R-R-I-C-A, Rose, and the Ellipsis apostrophe S. From the new compilation to benefit post-Harvey recovery called Hummingbirds and Helicopters, Volume 1, put together by Jolie Holland, and a track there covered the old Towns Van Zandt, To Live Is to Fly. Nice stuff. All right, well, we got to take our first break, get it out of the way. We'll be right back after this.